Well, finally this week, we have some news that it isn't just people who enjoy moving and dancing to their favourite tunes, but birds, it turns out, also like to boogie. Anirudh Patel from the Neurosciences Institute in San Diego first saw Snowball, the sulphur-crested cockatoo, on a video clip on the website YouTube, bobbing his head and tapping his feet in time to a pop song. Well, to find out if Snowball really was feeling the beat, Patel led a team who filmed Snowball dancing to Everybody by the Backstreet Boys, which apparently is one of Snowball's favourite tunes.
Can you give us a little rendition to remind us how it goes?
I'm sorry, I actually don't know that song at all. Do you know it, Chris?
I think it's the one that goes, "Everybody," yeah, that one.
Okay.
I think. Am I right, guys? Everyone's kind of looking shocked. Yeah, they're nodding. Yeah,
I think you should carry on. That was wonderful.
I don't know anymore. <Can't remember. laughs>
Anyway, so there we go. Backstreet Boys was the tune they played to Snowball. And then the team measured how closely his head bobs and feet taps synchronised with the main beats of the music. And they found that rather than randomly bobbing around with the music when the music is playing and occasionally falling in time with the rhythm, Snowball actually kept time with the beat, just as well as human volunteers did.
He obviously hasn't been to a nightclub in Cambridge then. Wouldn't fit in at all there, would he?
Oh dear, it's been a while since I've been to one of those, and certainly haven't seen any parrots dancing on the dance floor, but maybe we should take them along.
But what does this prove, Helen?
This is showing that it's supporting a theory of how entrainment to music, otherwise known as dancing, arose, and it seems that it could have been because our brains are actually wired up to be able to hear sounds and mimic them, something that both humans and parrots can do. If you've kept a parrot, you'll know that they like to mimic you and try and sound like you and say the words, "Polly, have a cracker," and all that. Well, vocal mimicry actually requires a close link between auditory and motor circuits in the brain. You have to hear something and then respond to it with a movement. And a similar thing allows us to respond to music and dance to it, essentially. Now, another team of scientists did a similar thing, also in the journal Current Biology. These two papers appeared in this week. Then they also studied a couple of other parrots and showed a very similar thing. But they also looked through YouTube, all the clips there of clips that apparently are of animals dancing, and they did the similar video analysis to see if they were actually dancing to the beat or just kind of moving around randomly or being forced to move by their owners, and they found that the only animals that were truly dancing in time to the beat were vocal mimics, and that included 17 species of parrot and an elephant, which is rather wonderful. And really, this is just helping us to understand a little bit more about how being able to dance and enjoy music might have arisen. And it really is the first step towards that. But I like the idea of we should go out and do some more tests on other vocal mimics. I want to know if hummingbirds, songbirds, dolphins, seals and bats, who are all vocal mimics, I want to know if they can dance too. I think that would be a rather wonderful study to be involved in.
I rather like the idea of writing a grant application saying I'm going to download 3,000 clips from YouTube of animals dancing in order to see whether they can dance in time to music. I wonder what the people refereeing that grant actually thought of it. Thank you, Helen, for that.